from the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Doodle just came up and put her head in my lap. Oh, she wants to be on the show too. Doodle the golden doodle. Hey, sweetie. You're such a good girl. She got little sticky burrs on her, in her beard. You know those little things? I'm picking them off now as we're talking. All right, sweetie, I'm going to go and do this thing, okay? And you can hang out there with me. Patrick and Doodle, she's my sidekick doing the show here. Good morning. It is the last day of October. Oh, the kids go out trick-or-thinging tonight, right? Trick-or-treaters? Halloween? Huh. We don't do Halloween here in the country. Well, there's not a lot of houses out here. Kids would have to walk, 5 miles from the road. I don't think we've ever seen a child. Of course, now that I say that, somebody will probably knock on the door tonight. Not sure what I could give them. Well, never mind me. I'm just rambling around here. It's OneRadioNetwork.com. Patrick Timpone. We're going to talk about the possibility that Earth is actually cooling, rather than warming, next hour, with a gentleman who's got a book about that. Wouldn't that be something? That's what's going on. Not by fire, but by ice. Robert Felix, The Coming Ice Age. Could you just be a winter away? Wouldn't that be hilarious if that's true? I mean, I have no idea what's true. I don't know what to believe anymore, but wouldn't that be hilarious if that's what happens? If we go into some ice age after all this global warming stuff. It's just great. Well, Chris Milbank is here. Chris is a pretty interesting fellow. I don't know how I found him, but somehow I found him. You know, we find these people, emailers will send us, hey, talk to this guy. And I looked at him and he had this great story about turpentine. He's a holistic health expert and consultant, and he works with people. He does a lot of things with emotions and repatterning of the, I guess, of the mind, or I don't know, we'll find out. He's got a lot of cool things to talk about, see what we can get in 1 hour. It's not a long time, but we'll do it. And Mr. Milbank is in the UK at the moment, and he spends half of his time in the Canary Islands, he was telling me before the show. So he's got me all curious about the Canary Islands. Chris, good morning.
Good morning to you, Patrick. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, good afternoon where you are in the UK, right?
Oh,
yeah. So do they have canaries in the Canary Islands?
No, they don't. But they have a breed of dog, a Canarian breed of dog, which is like a hunting dog. They're very long-legged and really? Big pointy noses and quite wild. And they hunt goats and things like that.
That's where the name came from, the Canary Islands?
I guess so. I'm not really too sure, but they certainly don't have canaries. In fact, they don't have a lot of birds there. We don't have a lot of trees, so it's mainly desert.
Oh, it's a desert, yeah.
Desert and sea.
So it's all off the coast of Africa.
Yeah, we are about 50 miles. We're the closest island to Africa. We're about 50 miles from Western Sahara, Morocco, that many of you may know the name of.
Uh-huh.
And it's a good all-year-round climate. Our winter is generally 23, 25. degrees Celsius, and the summer obviously a lot warmer. So we get a all year round sunshine, and we may get 10, 11, 12 days of rain throughout the year, but we can pretty much rely on our laundry being hung up outside and not having to have wardrobes.
that's great. Well, I was going to move there and sell sand, but I figured that I don't know if that would. Business would make it, so I probably won't do that. Well, Chris, tell us your this would be a great lead-in. Tell us your story about turpentine. And this is how I first came across you somehow. But you were very ill when you were a kid. Let's start there, actually, with asthma, right?
Well, I had a lot more than asthma. To be honest with you, I haven't really even asked the doctors, gone through the medical record, but
it's too much, huh?
It was too much. I was having to hang upside down for an hour every day to drain my lungs. I was on over 20 medications a day, in and out of hospital.
Whoa, man.
They never, ever thought I would live through a baby or a toddler and so forth. Fortunately, I through life and a great dad who really doesn't understand anything alternative at all, but never told me how ill I was, and I just presumed anybody had asthma. It's the same. I think if I had known, I doubt I would be here. And I remember I moved to live with my aunt when my mum died, and just to have more support. And my uncle said, he's not going to make it through the day. I was collapsing, going red, then going blue in the face, going unconscious. And this was sort of regular. And my aunt kind of knew about stuff, and even in those days, knew to limit dairy and wheat and so forth. But also found that tea relaxed my breathing a lot. So I became a tea drinker at the age of two. it's still today a magic cup of tea, as I call it. And us English, we do like our tea.
Yes, you do.
So anyway, eventually things got worse, and I was in and out hospital all the time and going unconscious several times a day. And my father took me to several healers, and I didn't notice any change personally, but I was young. Uh-huh. I was 12, I think. And then on recommendation, he took me to an osteopath. Who apparently did other things. And he would do the usual clicking of my neck and my back, and I had one leg shorter than the other, and correct all that. And then without touching me, he would kind of lay his hands over me from my head to my feet and back up. And I was always hyperactive. I never slept. Even though I couldn't breathe or run around, I would be wiggling around all the time, alert and kind of highly sensitive. But I'd fall asleep. And after six sessions, I was climbing out of the bedroom window in the middle of the night onto the neighbor's fence and walking. And then resting and walking and resting until I could run. And then I could run 2 miles every night. And I went back to school and in the trials won the 1500 meters, and which I guess is 2000 yards or something near that, and the 800 meters. But didn't do so well on the actual sports day, but I, you know, made incredible improvements. And then I guess with all this new energy and being able to do things and having freedom, I kind of got mixed into the bad stuff and drank and took drugs and misled all the bad school kids and made them worse.
Yeah.
And then I got worse again and I got ill, and I went to see a hypnotherapist, stopped smoking. Thought this is cool, and learned a bit of that and a bit more of that. And then I went on to a 4-year training in psychology, counseling and hypnotherapy and advanced hypnotherapy. Then I went on to teach it and learn healing, and it progressed from there, basically.
Really progressed from there. Yeah. Wow. So they hung you upside down when you were a child just to drain your lungs.
All I could think was, this is so unfair, nobody else has to do this. I didn't understand, you know. I was very, very young, and it was about an hour every day, and it was a pretty horrible thing to do. I can understand, you know, the need for it. I was in a terrible condition, and later on, modern medications and steroids and things kind of helped me temporarily, but they made the problem worse in the long run.
But the sessions with the doctor of osteopathy doing what the traditional DOs do, not many of them do that anymore, but you can find them, and I'm not sure, it's almost like a cranial sacral thing for the whole body or something they do.
I guess that's what it was he was doing, had some cranial, you know, later on.
Right.
But he also was incredibly wise, and he put me on a grape-only diet for 2 weeks.
Grape?
Grapes, yeah, dark grapes. All I could do was eat grapes for 2 weeks, nothing else. I could drink grape juice. I could drink clean water. But other than that, only grapes. And for a 12-year-old to do that, I was quite committed. And I remember the difference was incredible. And I think the idea, looking back at it, was to kind of get some of the steroids out of my system. All the different liquid cough mixtures and rubbish that they gave me. And
rubbish. So you think it was a detox thing, not necessarily. Well, a detox thing. That makes sense. But you really felt a lot better. Did he take you off all the meds?
Eventually, I did come off them, and then through my own stupidity, I guess, through the teenage years and just feeling so wonderful, I could do what all the other kids were doing all of a sudden, or, you know, a lot of it, not necessarily all of it. And I didn't really have friends while I was ill, so I was kind of always a loner. So all of a sudden, my whole world had, you know, like changed, and my dad had got remarried, and that really didn't work out. And so when she went, there was a lot of freedom, and all of a sudden there was no boundaries for me. There was no keeping me in. I would always use my window, climb out of there. There was no locking me in the house. And so I got into a lot of bad stuff, and then kind of realized that, you know, freedom's great, but, you know, it's got a limit.
We're talking with Chris Milbank. He's in the UK, and he's a holistic health practitioner and works with people on the emotional level, and he's got some experiences with turpentine, believe it or not. But we've done quite a few shows on turpentine over the years through the work of Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Curious, did your lungs eventually heal and during your younger years? How long did it take for your asthma symptoms to go away?
Well, I had a deformed chest. I had all sorts of things. I put myself through 26 Rolfing sessions, some Bowen therapy and NST. I learned Moshe Feldenkrais work.
Wow, a lot of body work and things.
Yeah, I mean, my whole trunk was like a seized, rusted metal safe, iron safe. There was no flexibility in it at all. Now these days, when people see me, they think, my gosh, he's Mr. Flexible. So there was a lot going on, but it was really in the later years that, even though I'd made massive improvements, that I found a number of things to be very, very helpful that really accelerated everything. One was to take liposomal glutathione.
Glutathione.
Which is a master intercellular antioxidant. We think of vitamin C as being more the extracellular, more outside of the cell, even though it combines both.
And tell folks what liposomal means.
Yeah, liposomal. Liposomes, these are lipid-type fats that are made to what we call nano-sized particles. These are particles that are thousands and thousands you don't use metric, do you? But sort of like hundreds of thousands of an inch, maybe even millions when it comes to inches. And what they can do is they actually bypass digestion. So you swish it around your mouth. Some of it is absorbed through the salivary glands, and some of it will be absorbed actually through the gut itself, and therefore it'll miss the stomach acids, and it's taken straight in to the cells of the body.
Because it's wrapped in a fat.
Yeah, in a fat. Well, it's actually a type of fat called choline, which is what our cells are, or our cell walls are made of. Mm. And so it's able to go straight through like a transdermal process, and it takes the, you know, whatever you want to put in the liposome in. You can use vitamin C in there and other nutrients. Drug companies use it for their toxic drugs. But in this case, with the glutathione, you can take it straight into the cell. And it boosts the immune system. It will create more flexibility in the lungs and the bronchial tubes. It reduces inflammation. It reduces oxidative stress dramatically, probably more so than any of the other antioxidants.
And how long did you take this before you really felt some results from the liposomal glutathione? Just
a couple of weeks.
Really?
A difference. Hmm. But in a different way, you see, asthma and tight breathing can have many causes. And I was one of these people with a really poor detoxification system. Uh-huh. So I had many different causes. And glutathione was one way. Magnesium, taking it transdermally as a magnesium chloride, you can make up your own what they call oil.
Yeah.
Which really dissolved magnesium chloride crystals in water, and you can rub it over your skin. But you can also take a magnesium citrate, you know, internally as an oral tablet. And that would relax things, you know, aid better sleep. Selenium, also very, very good for asthmatics. Avoiding wheat and dairy, apart from on your crazy days. And, you know, there are many different causes. And I was one of these people that had triggers everywhere.
Chris Milbank is with us. It's curious because I've often heard over the years that taking glutathione internally, because it's really a mechanism of the liver, I believe, and the body to make its own glutathione, doesn't really have that much effect when you take it internally. But that's certainly not your experience.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you take it as an ordinary oral supplement, then the stomach acids breaks them down into the three amino acid components, glycine, glutamine, taurine. And it can use those amino acids in many different processes. But if it wants to then make glutathione out of them, it needs to bring them all together with a lot of energy to make the glutathione again. But a lot of people cannot make the glutathione, even if they take the various supplements that help. The sulfur group foods, those amino acids, things like alpha lipoic acid or R-lipoic acid, N-acetylcysteine. And a lot of people have a down-regulated gene system, which means they cannot make sufficient amounts of the glutathione. So anybody that's got a chronic illness, if they take it in liposomal form, in the end form, it will go straight into the cells. You'll reduce a lot of the toxicity and also infections that we can have that can actually affect those gene expressions.
Excellent. Chris, stay right there. Can we take a quick little break here? If you have a question or a comment, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com, October 31st, 2017. This is oneradionetwork.com. We broadcast every morning 9 to 11. Central Time on OneRadioNetwork.com. Tomorrow, Andrew Goss, who I've known for 25 years, he's our currency historian. We have a great show on money every Wednesday called The Real World of Money. And Andrew is a student of the JFK assassination. I would call him a scholar. He wouldn't, but he probably knows as much about it as anybody on the planet really knows his stuff, remembers names and dates like crazy. We have a little special show tomorrow on JFK, and we'll do some other things, but I think mainly it'll be centered on JFK until it runs out. There was a massive release of documents that were held since 1963, 55 years or so, 28,000, something like that, and then President Trump said they're going to release all of them soon. So there has been some really curious things that have popped out that we didn't even think were going to be released because of the deep state and the CIA and how that all works. You understand, and Mr. Trump, president, has had his issues with these people from the very beginning, the FBI and all that. So anyway, it should be a good show. Tomorrow gets underway, 9 o'clock a.m. on OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously, with a longtime friend, Phil Wilson, the exclusive distributor of the Relax Far Infrared Sauna.
I've been sweating and promoting the benefits of saunas and sweating for 16 years now. Can you believe it?
Wow, 16 years. Regularly that long?
20 minutes a day for about 15 years now.
6 months ago, man, I started doing it every day, and I don't think I've missed a day. How this has improved my life, I mean, I can't tell you. It's pretty amazing. I tell you what, I feel better and better. What's going on?
Well, the proof is definitely in the pudding. And if a person would go to YouTube and search for Relax Sauna testimonials, they'll get 650 testimonies on what the Relax Sauna has done for different individuals, from feeling better to getting rid of extreme pain to getting rid of neuropathy to just helping a person feel more calm, alert, relaxed, tuned in, and everything else.
And everything else. These are really lovely units, extremely low EMFs. Email me, Patrick, at OneRadioNetwork.com, and I'll give you a deal on this sauna. We also have an option to get a relaxed heat lamp, but we'll work it out together. Email me, Patrick, at OneRadioNetwork.com.
My friend was down in Los Angeles recently, and he brought up some pure sulfur. We just ordered some from you. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I was just looking at it, and I was like, wow, you know, this stuff really is totally different. So I put a tablespoon in my mouth and just chug it with water, and wow.
Yeah, thanks. A lot of people get that wow thing. I felt something first time I took it about 3 years ago, and we've been promoting this pure organic sulfur ever since. 2-pound orders, 3 different prices, United States, Canada, worldwide. And you can click an order right now on the front page right here, OneRadioNetwork.com. We talk a lot about how the chemicals and yuck stuff that we get in the food and the air gets stored in the fat, and that's science, and that's why the sauna, the far infrared sauna, really helps to detoxify when you sweat. And then the sulfur has its own special kind of lovely magic. Sulfur is really God's detoxification mineral. And it has a love affair with heavy metals. And strangely enough, when the Monsanto people came in with glyphosates and the GMO stuff, and even the regular fertilizer, pre-GMOs, the NPKs into farming back in the 50s and 60s, well, that really disrupted the sulfur cycles. Thus, the food, even the sulfur-bearing foods and onions and broccoli, they just don't have the sulfur that we need. We're really curious when you think about it, isn't it? I mean, really, really curious. So that's why people feel better when they take sulfur, because there must be a shortage. And now with the glyphosates and the GMO thing, that disrupts the sulfur cycle, as our past guest of, quite a few times, Stephanie Seneff of MIT, they've done the work, and this is science. It messes up the sulfur cycle in the soil and thus in the bodies, and it's a detox mineral. So this might be a good thing for you to try. Sulfur is available on OneRadioNetwork.com. 2-pound orders are Canada, United States. But in the United States, just click and order 2 pounds, and we'll ship it out. Pure organic sulfur. It's worth looking at.
Know the source. One Radio Network.
There's a new voice calling you.
is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
We're talking with Chris Milbank. It's ChrisMilbank.com. He's in the UK as we speak on this October 31st morning. So we've known over the years, Chris, that turpentine, pure pine gum spirits, also known as turpentine, but not the kind you get at Home Depot. It's the pure gum spirits of turpentine. You have to look around for it, so make sure if you play with this stuff, you get the real thing. But we do know, and it goes back, I think we have one paper, the 1700s, about the connection with turpentine and the lungs. So I wonder your experience that I want you to tell us about with turpentine. Maybe there is that connection there where you still had some lung things going on?
Yeah, certainly I did. In fact, I first heard about turpentine through a paper by a naturopath and scientist, Walter Last. And he talked of turpentine.
Oh,
and
down in Australia. Australia. We know him, yeah.
Oh, okay. And I always admired his work, and it was on my to-do list for some time. Mm-hmm. And the course of events that actually took me to starting with it, which was just as early as last year, in fact, was that I was diagnosed with HIV and AIDS, amongst things. And in fact, I was days from death, and it was using the miracle mineral supplement, or known as properly known as chlorine dioxide, that really saved my life. But I then took on a whole stage of processes of things I wanted to do. And one of them was to really work through the gut and any parasites, any remaining candida, biofilms that bacteria and mycobacterium and mycoplasma can all hide in and be protected from the immune system. Once sort of clearing through this, then more metal would be released and I would do another stage of metal detoxification. And I looked at a number of things and hadn't been so ill for some time and therefore not working. I chose to go the turpentine route, one, because it's very cheap, but two, from everything I'd heard, it was very effective. And I'd listened to everything Dr. Jennifer Daniels had to say, and Sunfruit Dan, he's known as on YouTube, who talks a lot about the turpentine and different uses. So I bought some, and like most people, was a little nervous first taking it, but knowing that these great people would not be saying anything that would be detrimental to health, I started off with a teaspoon of the turpentine in sugar. Mm-hmm. And I took it in the morning, and I felt a little nauseous as it was killing off certain pathogens in my body, which were then releasing toxic material. And I lay down, and in fact, I fell asleep for 4 hours. And I decided that the next day I would take it in the evening before bed. And the next evening I took the same again. I felt a little nauseous for 10 minutes, went into a deep sleep. And I'd never been a great sleeper. I would sleep deep when I slept, but it would be about four and a half hours maximum, sometimes two and a half hours. And I spent the whole of my life like that, being able to do, full days, 15-hour days, that sort of thing, of literally work, and keep on the go. Mm-hmm. But I found that each time I had the turpentine, the length of sleep increased.
Really?
And I went from 5 hours to 6 hours, the following day 7 hours, and I went to 8.5 hours. And then I beat the 9-hour mark, and then the day after that, I beat 12 hours.
For a fellow now, that only did 2 hours in a row, that's something.
Yeah, now obviously my body was still recovering at this stage. I mean, most of my organs were in a terrible state. My gut had been completely demolished. I'd work to seal that leaky gut and all sorts of things even before the turpentine. But the effect it had, it made me feel wonderful. Not only was I getting the really great sleep, but the next day it was like being in a low alpha brainwave set, maybe even theta, where you're kind of, you know, sort of almost dreaming and floating. And I just felt wonderful. And every day I took it, I felt better. And yes, it improved the breathing. It relaxed the whole body. I became more focused on what I wanted to do. I did a lot more time into putting information together and blogs and things like that. And it was wonderful. So I started recommending it to some very skeptical friends who were blown away. I mean, they absolutely did not believe that turpentine could be so effective. And they were experiencing similar things. But for each person, it's going to be slightly different.
Sure.
But one lady, kind of hyperactive, she couldn't get off the sofa the whole of the next day. She just felt so relaxed. Another pal of mine, a night owl, will go to sleep at 7 in the morning. And, you know, he was sleeping from midnight and having crazy dreams at first as his body was detoxifying. And, you know, other people's changes were different. It was according to what was going on. But the powerful thing with turpentine, it's a solvent. You can get everywhere in the body.
Yeah.
And we all know the ways of taking it if you've had Jennifer Daniels.
Well, let's do that just quickly for new listeners, because this is a classic way that people, she believed that the slaves used to take this as to keep themselves healthy. This is where she found it back to in the history, back in the 1800s. But tell them how you took it.
Well, I took it the Jennifer Daniels way, which was to get 3 sugar cubes, one on top of each other, and a teaspoon worth of the 100% pure gum spirits of turpentine. And I would get a little dropper bottle, and I would suck up the turpentine from the teaspoon, so I knew I had the right amount, and then drip feed them into the first sugar lump, and we'd watch the dryness of the turpentine, of the sugar lump disappear as the turpentine was absorbed. And as it started to go into the second cube, I would then take that first sugar lump, chew it, swallow it down with a mouthful of water and then a half a glass of water, and then carry on until the second cube was ready, do the same, and then the third. And I did this 2 days, and then I had a few days rest initially, and then I started getting going with the process, and this is when the sleep really rapidly improved, and I did 5 days on, 2 days off.
Five and two.
But I found it, for me personally, so incredible. In fact, it's my most favorite treatment of all. I have to say, I'm not going to say it's going to be the best one for everybody, but for me, it's my own personal favorite. I started to do 7 days a week for 6 weeks.
Wow.
And it's some major changes. And then I had a break, and then I went back onto it with castor oil. And how I would do it was mix in a teaspoon of the gum turpentine into 1 tablespoon of the castor oil. Now, castor oil doesn't have a horrible taste, but the texture is not pleasant, and it's not a pleasant treatment in many ways. But the advantage of the castor oil is that when you take it, the castor oil thinly spreads over the entire gut. So the turpentine is absorbed into the entire gut wall. And what turpentine does, it's a powerful antioxidant. It's got a lot of phytochemicals in there. But it also kills harmful bacteria and parasites. So whatever it's in its way, if it's not good, it's going to out it. And it's also going to bring goodness into your body pretty quickly. The sugar works in a slightly different way, is that candida and other funguses and certain pathogens and parasites love sugar. That's the number one choice of food. And so they will go for the sugar and, of course, eat it with the turpentine in it. And the turpentine is a very potent pathogen killer. So it kills off the pathogens that way. It's probably advisable to take a few capsules or tablets of activated charcoal from the health store, because when the pathogens do die off, they can release some very toxic chemicals into the body, which, you know, create a lot of stress or oxidative stress and toxicity. And the charcoal will better be able to absorb those toxins, so they do less damage and don't get absorbed through the gut wall and into the bloodstream and you know, make you feel a little ill. So charcoal can be a good thing to take as a mop up.
Yes, sir. Good idea. You know, Chris, what kind, can you go through, so 6 weeks, 5 days on, 2 days off, at the end of that, I mean, what?
Well, actually, those 6 weeks, I went from 2 days on in a week to 5 days on, 2 days off, and then 6 weeks every day.
Every day, wow.
Yeah.
And then what did you experience? I mean, just sleep, did the sleep continue?
Oh, absolutely. Even today, I've not been on turpentine now since March. I'm due to go back on it soon. I'm still doing various different stages of the treatment. I fully recovered from AIDS and all 14 AIDS infections, by the way, so, all naturally, like, no drugs.
You mean with the turpentine and some other things, you totally kicked any kind of any AIDS?
Only natural products. I wasn't expected to live. My consultant, even when she saw me better, she kept saying I would be dead within a few months.
Oh, good for her. She told you that.
Anyway, I managed to reduce the, I had many different infections. You name them. I had them.
Because it's an immune system suppressant, correct? This virus, this AIDS virus.
Well,
or whatever it is, I don't have no idea.
You believe the virus causes it, or it's something else. But I could explain more on that maybe on another occasion.
Okay.
But medically, they say the HIV virus gets into the immune cells and weakens the immune system. Then the immune system breaks down, and even a common cold could, you know, potentially kill you.
Do you think that's what's going on or not?
Yeah, so I had a lot of different infections, some really, really serious ones, and other ones that would be mild to most people but were dramatic to me, and I you know, cleared all of those.
Wow.
But the turpentine, when I was on that, I my recovery speeded up. I had three different arthritic conditions that had arrived in my feet because of my immune system, plus Morton's neuromas, which were like tumors on my feet. They said the only thing to do was surgery, steroids, or burning the nerves away. And again, I treated all of that naturally. They said there was no cure. I had a little tumor on the pituitary gland that created a growth hormone that made my feet accelerate from size 11 to size 15. And again, all of that is reversed all naturally. And turpentine was one of the things. I'm not going to say it was the only thing. That would be wrong. But I certainly felt the wonderful effects from turpentine as well as the healing effects. Mm. Whereas some of the treatments that I did were harsh and hard, necessary, of course. But turpentine made me feel relaxed. Turpentine put a smile on my face. Mm. You have to respect it. Anybody who uses it, I strongly recommend, as anybody else I've ever come across does, that you read Dr. Jennifer Daniels' PDF first, the file on how to use it.
Yes, let me tell folks what that is, just in case new listeners. You go to vitalitycapsules.com, and then there's a little report called Candida Cleaner, and that's free PDF. And I would read the whole thing, as Chris says, before you embark on Pure Pine Gum Spirits. A little plug, in our store on One Radio Network, we have what we think is the best. I don't know if you have availability of this over there, Chris, but it is Diamond G Forest Products. We talked to this fellow in Georgia. He's got thousands of pine trees. He just puts a little plug in there, gets the sap out of the tree, cooks up the sap, and that's all it is a pure pine gum spirits. And that's in our store, Diamond G Forest Products store on One Radio Network. Also, we have a really fine charcoal called C60. We think that's one of the best C60 charcoal. That's in our store as well. Okay, little plugs there. So do you have access to the Diamond G?
I do have now. In fact, I am about to order some more.
It's pretty cool, isn't it? It's a good one.
A 3-week chlorine dioxide protocol, and then I'll be back on the turpentine again, and I can't wait. And I hear Diamond G is an incredible brand. Every naturopath that I've ever spoke to, they recommend that one.
It smells like a flower, not like a chemical. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So you're back now, you're doing MMS, and for folks that don't know, that's Miracle Mineral Supplement, chlorine dioxide. So why are you back on that now?
Well, I managed to reduce the only virus that I had left or infection was the HIV. It may well be inactivated virus because I haven't really felt healthier than I am now in the whole of my life. But I managed to reduce it by 85.5%. And then not do anything with the virus at all over the last 6 months, other than to further detoxify some more metals in my body to reduce oxidative stress, which weakens the immune system and the body. And the virus hasn't grown anymore or anything like that. It's stayed the same. The immune has stayed the same. So I'm now going to just target the last 14.5%. And so my next quarter, as it were. I mean, every 4 months I get a blood test. So each 4-month period, I choose a different way to treat the body. And sometimes I repeat treatments, but I go from reducing toxicity to reducing pathogens. And when I reduce pathogens, I'm on more oxidative treatments. When I'm reducing toxicity and building the immune, I'm on more antioxidant treatments.
So it's probably a clever idea that you're doing, Chris, to switch around and not just stay on one thing total, full on.
Well, the oxidative treatments like chlorine dioxide or ozone or hydrogen peroxide, the chlorine dioxide, by the way, is Miracle Mineral Supplement.
Right.
It just has different names. They can deplete antioxidants in the body. But they also have a very, very important role. If you take too many antioxidants and don't have enough oxygenation going on, and you don't exercise and get oxygenation, then you get a depletion of the oxidative treatments that are necessary and part of the immune system as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are treatments that use redox balancing, which is a signal that goes on in the cells that balance between one and the other. But they're fairly new. And I'm still a believer of actually kind of using both systems, give them both a chance and creating a balance of that.
We're talking with Chris Milbank, OneRadioNetwork.com. It's October 31st, 2017. Patrick Timpone, my email, patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. If you have any questions about our products or what we do here, patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Just spell it out. Here's an email for you. It says, what is the most effective way to alleviate, anxiety and stress in young professionals? Second question, are liposomes made with cream or 24% saturated fat plus essential oils of oregano helpful?
Let's go to the first question, really, anxiety first. A simple use of a fridge magnet. That's one of those souvenir magnets that you stick on your fridge door.
Really?
Using the magnetic side, you can tune into the anxiety if you know the cause, if it's a social anxiety or a relationship one or an agoraphobic one. And you can think about it and you swipe the magnet across the skin. You don't have to do it slowly. You can do it nice and quick from the upper lip up over the nose, up the nose, up the forehead, over the midline of the head, and down the neck, just till it reaches the back.
Mm-hmm.
And do that 20 times, thinking inside your head. You can do it with your eyes closed if you can. really tuning into where the anxiety you're feeling is. And you can say, I don't like this anxiety, or I don't like my social anxiety, or I don't like my relationship anxiety, or my panic attacks, or whatever it is. And then afterwards, you work with the opposite, which is will be treating the resistance to loving it. Often there is more emotional energy, and anxiety is a buildup of emotional conflicts, often from value conflicts, moral conflicts, that builds into emotional stress, and then it becomes anxiety, which can be addictions, cravings, panic attacks, obsessive and excessive thinking. And then eventually, if you don't deal with it, you can go into depression, and you shut down and you protect yourself, and then eventually you get your energy back up, and then you try again, and the cycle goes on. So you then take the magnet in the same way from the upper lip, up over the face, the nose, the forehead, over the head, down the neck. And this time, with your eyes closed, just say, I love this anxiety, or I love being out in social situations.
So the first time, it's a real negative thing. I hate this. This is weird. I don't like the way it feels. Think those kinds of thoughts and do the magnet all the way, upper lip, all the way down to the back of the neck. And then you do a positive thing. And the positive thing is some of the other things. I don't have anxiety anymore, that kind of thing, or?
No, I actually go from hate to love. You know, I hate anxiety, or dislike it, if hate's too strong a word, and then to love it. Now, even though you don't love it, there'll be resistance there. But you see, the idea is, this is part of reflective repatterning. We use many tools. One of them is a magnet, is that we create neutrality. And neutrality is that, and at times, it's good to be anxious. We want to be anxious about walking too near the edge of the cliff. It might save our lives, or marrying a serial killer. But we don't want to be anxious about, you know, meeting up with the right person for us, or someone that's going to be helpful for us, or you know, doing something positive in our lives, like maybe taking turpentine. And so we use the powerful opposites of hate and love, or dislike and love, or something like that. And that way you actually get more of it.
So you're taking just a regular inexpensive magnet. Is it the North Pole or the South Pole sides of that magnet?
It won't actually matter, because you're going to just take the magnetic side, the side, you know, that you stick to the fridge door. That's all you're going to take. And the idea is, I work with opposites. So what is an emotional issue? Well, let's look at in physics what it is. Let's forget psychology. It doesn't have that many answers. It is an emotional energy. And what is that energy? It's an electrical energy. What is the opposite of an electrical field? It's a magnetic field. So what we're doing is we're actually breaking down the electron flow of a negative emotion.
Very clever. Never heard this one before. I love new stuff. That's great. And so you do 20.
This is why I live in the Canary Islands.
Yeah, that's right. You can figure this stuff out when you're in the Canary Islands. So 20 times of you just really displeased with it, you really don't like it, and then 20 times where you love the particular emotional issue, correct? And you're going from the top of the lip as you're thinking either love or dislike, and then take it all the way up to the top of the head, run it all the way back down to the back of the
head. Now, if after that you're not clear, you can repeat again, or you can use another meridian line. We can use all meridians in fridge magnet therapy, but we use mainly the two powerhouse ones that actually connect all the other meridians. And so the one that I suggest is called the governor meridian, but we can also use the central vessel meridian as the second choice. So if it's not completely gone, then just take from the bottom lip, down the chin, down the throat, down the midline of the chest to the tummy, past the navel, towards where the pubic bone or the belt line is, and you know, repeat 10 to 20 times, just doing the same thing again. Some people may get stuck with a negative thought like, well, I can't do this, I'm not good enough. Then you can literally take the magnet from the main one, the top top lip, up over the nose, face, head, neck, 10, 15, 20 times until needed, just repeating inside your head, I'm not good enough. And then afterwards, doing the positive, like, I am more than good enough.
I am more than good enough, yeah.
Fantastic.
That's
whatever you feel most resistance to on the positive. And you'll find that however much you agreed or disagreed with those statements before, they become more neutral. And so that statement no longer, that belief that you've run by no longer has the effect. So, you know, sometimes these internal voices come up with things as you do the treatment, and just treat them in the same way and opposites, you know, swap them up.
Can you use that? Well, I have a quick question, but I want to do this. Stay right there. I'm talking with Daniel Vitalis about this great pine pollen product. Daniel, talk a minute about why this might be appropriate for the ladies listening.
Well, so many women today are looking at bioidentical testosterone therapies. I was surprised at how many women would come to me saying, hey, my doctor's put me on bioidentical testosterone. Is pine pollen something I could try? And over the years, what we found is we have just as many women using the pine pollen as we do men. Turns out a lot of women's bodies are low in testosterone. Both genders have these hormones in them, and they're important for both men and women. So a lot of women today, especially perimenopausal and postmenopausal, are finding themselves needing some kind of testosterone support, and pine pollen's really answered that call.
Yes, I have several lady friends that felt better when they took some testosterone. They chose to go the bioidentical hormone route, and we think that the natural whole food pine pollen is a better choice, gals. A consideration. And we have it on sale right now, pine pollen and all SirThrival products through November 7th, promo code ONERADIO. Any SirThrival link, click and order, promo code ONERADIO, oneradionetwork.com. I'm just finishing up my 11th half gallon of fresh, can you believe I've taken that much in the last 2 months? Yeah, and I'm going to keep doing it. What a wonderful product. You can just Google aloe, and we can offer a fresh frozen with no additives, nothing, just frozen. It'll come in a 2 pound or 2 1-half gallon containers, all packaged up in styrofoam. And it's about 10 ounces. They're all thawed. When you get it, pour it in the fridge and put the rest in the freezer. Boy, you talk about healing up the gut, acid reflux, any kind of Crohn's, IBS, just irritable, you know, anything going on in a colon or the stomach. Heartburn and stuff, it's going to really help balance out your body. It's done wonderful things for my gut, and it's a beautiful thing. Right on the front page, right underneath our slideshow, you'll see the ad called Stockton Aloe One. Click and order, and we'll take good care of you there. Last day of the month here, a few more minutes with Chris Milbank. Wow. What was I going to ask? Let's see.
What's the second question?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to know, can you use this magnet idea for a particular physical problem, which we believe are all tied into spiritual and emotional, right? I mean, they are. Can we use it the same way? Say somebody has, whatever, acid reflux or irritable bowel or thyroid. Can you use that magnet thing for that?
We have to be a little bit careful using magnets for physical problems, in so much, you know, some people have magnetic bracelets and things like that. And yes, they do hide the pain, but that's what they do. They hide the electrical signal of the pain. Now, you then get into using more powerful magnets for health problems, and then you got to know when to use the North Pole and the South Pole.
Right. But I guess what I'm saying is I conjecture that all these things, no matter what they are, have a spiritual and emotional component, everything.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So couldn't we use the magnets to find out what that is or something like that?
Oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely.
I wonder how you would do that. Would you say, like, maybe you could say something like, I have no idea why I have acid reflux. I have no idea why I have acid reflux or something. Do that 20 times and then do it again. Yeah, do it again saying, oh, I know exactly why I have acid reflux. Or maybe that would work.
I often use muscle testing to get to the emotional, spiritual sources and whatever. But you are absolutely right. If you tune into the symptoms that you've got that you don't like, then generally what happens is, and I've got other treatments that actually even more powerfully do this, by the way, then what tends to arise, if there are connections to it, causes that are emotional, spiritual, psychic, and so forth, then these will surface and these will at least get some treatment. But in the case of acid reflux, the chances are you're going to have some other physical issues as well. You probably actually got low stomach acid, which is the reverse of what a lot of people think. And that in itself, there's not enough acid. You go to eat something, not enough acid to break it down. The body goes into emergency mode and makes a excess load, because it's lost its ability often to regulate the amount if people take antacids. And then it builds up too much, and then you kind of get the burning. So, but certainly, I there was a case where one of my students was working with somebody that was a professional runner, and they came down with asthma type symptoms, and they went to every consultant and clinic you can imagine. They put her on puffers and steroids and all sorts. She popped in.
Whoops. Lost you for a minute.
Treatment on.
I'm sorry, we lost your connection for just a second. Repeat the last sentence.
Oh, yeah. This runner went in for an emotional treatment with the opposites, reflective repatterning. All of a sudden, she could breathe and everything cleared, and she ditched all the medications and she went back to running, and running better than she had done in years.
With emotional repatterning, which is what you do, right?
Reflective repatterning.
Reflective repatterning. Wow. Man, there's so many cool things out there.
Emotions definitely can have an impact, whether they are 100% the cause and reason, or there are several causes and reasons. That's remained to be seen. But always working on the emotional aspect, it's one trigger or cause that is treated and that is done and is less to deal with.
Chris Milbank, a final little segment just for a couple minutes, because our next guest is ready to go. With it back to the turpentine and all the different experiences that we've received here at One Radio Network, and Dr. Daniels have with her patients and you're with your friends, what is your theory on what's mainly going on? Do you think it's parasites, or candida, or a little bit of everything? What do you think's going on? What's your theory?
Yeah, I would say it's a combination of a lot of things, but there's one area that I don't think is talked about enough, and it's the phytochemicals that are and nutrients that are highly, highly, highly antioxidant in nature that is in the turpentine. And because it's a solvent base, that means it flows around the body rapidly and everywhere. I think it's partly the delivery of all that it does, the delivery of the phytonutrients and chemicals, the delivery of the anti-parasite, anti-pathogen, antiviral, antibacterial, that is one of the major aspects of why turpentine is so effective and so powerful.
Very interesting. I've been experimenting with putting the turpentine all over my stomach and colon, and then jumping in the sauna for 20 or 30 minutes. And that's pretty trippy.
Yeah, I'd imagine. Turpentine for me is very trippy. It's beautiful. It's all I can say is beautiful.
Amazing.
But it has to be respected.
Yes, sir.
Do not go over the teaspoon amount. If you do, never tell a new beginner. It has a toxic amount like anything does. And you have to respect it. It's a very powerful treatment.
And tell listeners around the world what exactly you're looking for on the can of, if you can't get this Diamond G-Force products in for this pure gum spirits. Is it pure gum spirits of turpentine? Is that the words?
Yeah, it has to have the label 100% pure gum spirits of turpentine. Mm-hmm. Nothing else will do. As far as I'm concerned, I wouldn't trust it unless a doctor of naturopathy or someone had been using a product for years and years and recommended a certain brand. I've sourced mine from Thailand. Sunfruit Dan on YouTube has given out a lot of information, and I personally like to support him. But Diamond G is a brand that everybody's known about, and some of the best minds in the business are all using Diamond G. So I would stick to those. Nothing from the hardware shop, nothing that's got any other chemicals and things added, nothing that comes from an industrial type source. I wouldn't trust it. I wouldn't use it. I wouldn't put it in my body.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, it's a pleasure talking to you. We'll keep in touch and do it again someday. Chris Milbank. It is chrismilbank.com. And you can contact Chris through his website if you'd like. And, well, happy day in the UK. Say hi to Queen Mom if you see her walking around.
I will indeed. Thank you very much indeed. And thank you for everybody listening. Take care.
Been a pleasure. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com.